Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. So glad you took the time out to join us tonight. We're going to start off with a word of prayer. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come to you. We humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we ask for mercy. Oh God, we ask that you will stop by for just a little while. And Lord, please bless us with the blessings that we stand in need of. Oh, Lord, we're calling on you tonight, oh, God, for strength and for power. We're calling on you for encouragement tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are calling on you for deliverance. We are asking you, my God, to come by here. Oh, Lord Jesus, while somebody's in trouble, somebody's crying, somebody's praying, Lord, stop by here, my God. Lord, somebody's sick in their body and need healing tonight. We are praying, God, that you will lay your hand upon them, that you will touch, Lord Jesus, and raise them up, my God. Rebuke the sickness. Rebuke the disease or whatever the illness is, my God. Rebuke it and make them ever with hope. Oh, my God, we are praying, Lord, that you'll restore their health, that they may go forth and minister and be a witness. Oh, Lord God, move in miraculous ways. Work wonders, Lord Jesus. We're down here waiting on you, Lord, and we can't do nothing without you. We are down here, my God, waiting on you. Lord God, if you don't come to our rescue, we'll be lost. We need you right now, Lord, to please incline your ear to our cry. Oh, Lord, please come and see about us while we're waiting, Lord. Move right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Somebody, oh, God, is in need of deliverance. We are asking you tonight by faith to send deliverance, oh, God. Send on power, Lord Jesus. Send on strength right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover us, oh, God, while we're praying this prayer, Lord. Search our hearts, Lord. Anything that's not right, take it away from us, Lord Jesus. Remove it from us right now. Forgive all of our shortcomings. Forgive our sins, Lord Jesus, and blot out our transgressions. Lord, make us all over and create an up the clean heart, my God. Renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, let the glory of God be revealed. Lord, let your spirit be manifest all around us, even around the world. Oh, Lord God, the heathen, Lord, cause them to know that there's no other God beside you, that you are the only true and living God. And in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord, and save dying souls everywhere. Save, Lord Jesus, those souls who are lost. Oh, God, and bring back the backslider. Help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them to come on back home, Lord Jesus. We are praying, Lord, that you will give them a little more time to turn back to you, Lord, to make it back before it's too late. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Please, my God, we need mercy. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Bless us while we're waiting, Lord. Touch, my God, while we're waiting. Move while we're waiting, Lord Jesus. Work out our situations while we're waiting on you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be merciful and look on those who are on the prayer list tonight, one by one and name by name. Be merciful, oh God, and bless them with the blessings they stand in need of. Oh, blessed Savior, we are praying, God, for comfort to the bereaved families, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord, through this difficult time. Help them, oh, my God, to go through, oh, Lord Jesus, ease the pain of their loss. Oh, be close to them, Lord Jesus, and let your holy angels be encamped all about them. Have mercy tonight. Those who don't know you in the departing of their sins, oh, Lord God, reveal yourself unto them. Reveal your power and your love. Reveal unto them, oh, God, who you are, that they may come to know you, that they may be saved. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying for the youth. We ask you, God, to remember them wherever they are, all around the world. Lord, we pray, God, that you will raise them up as a nation that will obey. Lord, preserve their lives, preserve their souls, and save them, Lord Jesus. Save them, oh God, to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. My God, fill them with the Holy Ghost that they may go forth and be witnesses unto you, to minister for you, O God, to serve you all the days of their lives. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. And look on the little children. Oh, my God, the little children, the babies, Lord. We pray, God, that you will protect them, that you will watch over them and keep them safe, preserve their lives. Oh, my God, be merciful. We ask that you will bless the households of the nations. Oh, God, go from house to house. Go from city to city. Lord, go from county to county, from state to state, from country to country, all around, Lord Jesus. Move right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, be merciful. Have mercy tonight. Oh, blessed Savior, we know that you're able to do all things. We're depending on you, Lord. We believe you, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, God, we believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer.
Yes.
We ask that you will bless us during this broadcast tonight. Lord God, send your anointing. Send your power, Lord God. Let somebody be touched. Let somebody be blessed through this ministry. We know you have all power, and there's nothing too hard for you. We believe it right now, and we count it done. And, Lord, we give you thanks, dear Lord, for everything you've done. We thank you for just taking
thank
the time to listen to our prayers and to our cries. We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord. And we praise you and we magnify you, O God. And we ask, Lord, that you accept our prayer. Please, Lord, and if there be anything that we should have mentioned in this prayer, oh, God, you know about it, and we ask that you will consider it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God once again for you tuning in to this broadcast on this evening. And for the benefit of those of you who are listening for the first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Amen. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. Amen. And I do want to take the time to also acknowledge and not forget our late vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who was also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God down in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. And we thank God and always keeping in remembrance and in prayer his beautiful companion, Mother Evangelist Janice Marshall, who is the Southern District Mother down there. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for her and the family. We are yet praying for them. Praise be to God. And we also thank the Lord for all the people of God everywhere. And at this time, we're going to have an opening scripture, our opening scripture, read by Evangelist Khadija Hameen, if she can come on now.
Amen.
Dr. Hameen.
At this time, the opening scripture is taken from the 27th number of Psalm in the first verse, and we King James Version of the Bible, and it reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." Thank God for me. I was worried the 27th number from the first throughout the fourth verse. And again, just thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService
Title I school. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. To call in and speak with us during the broadcast, you can dial 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list for Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Grieve Sprick family, Deacon Alexandra Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Hoff, the Grieve Huff family, Bishop Byrd and family, Missionary Gracie White and the Grieve White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the Grieve Horsey family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the Grieve Williams Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parhan family, Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, the Breeze Anderson family, Muhammad Hamina family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, and Montreal Miller. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to encourage you to get ready for the Word of God. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, get your tambourines, and just enjoy the Lord. And I don't know if Evangelist Maybell might be on, and if she'd like to give some words of encouragement, she may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful passage of scriptures that was read from the 27th number of Psalm. It's a beautiful scripture because the Lord is my light and my salvation, and I don't have to be afraid of anyone, and neither do you. All born-again believers in Christ, we don't have to be afraid. The Lord is our light. We don't have to fear anyone. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, all those who are on the line on this broadcast, we encourage you to look to the Lord and take the Lord be your light, because he will guide you and he will lead you to whatever situation you may be going through. He's able to take you through. So I thank the Lord that I was able to get on the broadcast on tonight. I'm glad to be here tonight. I wish I could have got on a little earlier, but thank God I'm here now. Thank God Amen. For what he's doing for us, how he's blessing. I began to tell one of my cousins, his name was on a prayer list. He just read his name, and I was telling him about the broadcast, and he also was telling me that he was over at his mom's house, and he heard the broadcast. He said it was good, and I began to talk with his mother. His mother began to let me know that he was drinking, but he stopped. And I told her, I said, we had his name on the prayer list. We've been praying for him. She said, well, keep on praying for him because he stopped. Yeah. So God is good. He can do everything. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is moving. He's working. I can't even tell you everything that the Lord is doing, but he's working and it's being made manifest. So we encourage you to continue to tune in to this broadcast and have a great time in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those beautiful words of encouragement coming to Evangelist Maybell and even a testimony about her cousin. So at this time, prepare your hearts and your minds, because the next voice you're going to hear is Evangelist Sheila Hameen. She's going to preach the word of God, and I'm looking forward to it. It's something that you don't want to miss. So whatever you're doing, stop doing it and prepare your hearts and your minds to receive the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Be to God. Truly thank God for the introduction. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful, encouraging words and the praise report of what God is doing. I just thank God for all things. And at this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God, but let us have a brief word of prayer Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. Lord, we ask that you will send forth your word, oh God. We ask that you will minister unto us. You know what we need, oh God, and you know what's best for us. We are looking unto you, oh God. We open our hearts and our minds to receive from you whatsoever it is you have for us. And we thank you, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for how he's been blessing and all the wonderful things he's been doing and for the love of God. Again, I cannot get away from talking about the love of God. Hallelujah. The love of God is just so great. It's so vast. It's so wide. It's so high. It's just something about this love of God that we cannot fully explain. Praise the Lord. But thank God for his love. Thank God for his love. We had parts 1, 2, and 3, and I believe this will be part 4. Amen. So we're going to continue talking about love. And you know what? When we do something that God wants us to do, the enemy will get mad. He'll get angry. He doesn't want us to do the work of God. Praise the Lord. But God will bless us if we continue doing the will of God. And no, the enemy doesn't want to hear about the love of God, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Amen. Tonight, we'll be going to the book of St. John, the 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 1. That's St. John, the 3rd chapter, verse 1, and it reads, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knoweth not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of St. John, the third chapter in its entirety. Praise God. And I thank God once again we are yet talking about love is of God. And the theme is love, Lord, perfect our love. And you might have been hearing about it as you tune into these broadcasts, but again, we are still talking about the love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in this passage of scripture, Jesus was talking to a man of the Pharisees whose name was Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. Now, this man came to Jesus by night because not just him, but all the rest of them recognized that he was sent from God. They recognized without denying that no man could do the miracles that Jesus did except God be with him. And so he actually came out and confessed to Jesus, saying that we know that thou art a teacher come from God. There's no question about it. There's no doubt about it. But they were confused concerning and the reason for his coming. Hallelujah. And it is because love is of God. Amen. God loved the world so much so he gave his only begotten son to give his life so that we would have everlasting life. The love that God showed to the world is displayed in the coming of Jesus Christ down through 42 generations. He came and he was made flesh and he dwelt among us on the earth. Hallelujah. And all the while he was down here, he was working miracles and doing the will of the Father. Praise the Lord. And the enemy tried so many times to cut him off, to stop the love of God. But God's love was so great and so powerful and so forceful that it could not be stopped. Glory be to God. So God's purpose was indeed fulfilled when Jesus came down to the earth to lay down his life for the whole entire world. Praise be to God. And also, Jesus began to talk to this ruler of the Jews, Nicodemus. And the first thing Jesus said to him, after Nicodemus acknowledged that they knew he was sent from God, Jesus said to him in the third verse, he answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This was love. Because some people, they won't tell you the truth. They'll just sugarcoat and pat you on the back and tell you, "Oh, you all right." But Nicodemus was in darkness. He was a man seeking the truth. And when he met Jesus, glory to God, he found out more about the love of God than he could ever know. So Jesus said to him he had to be born again. Otherwise, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus, in his confusion, began to ask the Lord, "How can a man be born when he is old?" And his logic was in the fleshly matter, spiritual level, when it asked Jesus saying, "Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born. But that was not possible. Glory to God. So Jesus explained it to him in the fifth verse, answering, saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So we must be born of water and of the Spirit. That's being born again. Amen. Praise God. It is the love of God. When we come to the Lord and we, hallelujah, and ask God to forgive us, God has mercy on us, and he forgives us. He gives us that remission of sin. He takes away our sin, and we become born again. We become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And once we have been made brand new, we can see the kingdom of God, and we can also enter into the kingdom of God. But we must be born again. It was not possible for us to be born again until after Jesus came. And when Jesus came and laid down his life, glory to God, he opened up the way. He laid the foundation. He made it possible so that we can be born of water and of the Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Love is of God. It was love that caused Jesus to suffer down here. It was love that caused Jesus to endure all the persecution and the crucifixion. He endured it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Giving his life for all of us, a ransom for many. Oh, bless the name of Jesus, so that we could have everlasting life. And Jesus went on talking to Nicodemus, praise the Lord, and he began to explain these things to him, letting him know what is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. There's a difference here. We are born into the world in the flesh, but to be born again, we must be born again in the Spirit. So Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Glory be to God. And I just want to skip down and elaborate a little more on the part where Jesus began to talk about how Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And he described how he also had to be lifted up, praise the Lord, signifying that he would be put up on Calvary and put on that Calvary cross. He was signifying how he was going to make the sacrifice. Glory be to God. And just to give a little background, while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, fiery serpent had come in the midst and began to bite them, and they were dying. But God instructed Moses to lift up a brazen serpent. So Moses took that brazen serpent and lifted it up, and he told everyone to look up to the brazen serpent and they would live. It didn't matter if they got bitten by a fiery serpent, as long as they would look up to the brazen serpent, they could live. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so in the same manner, this was a shadow of things to come. And Jesus described it here, saying, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Glory, hallelujah. So if we believe in Jesus, we won't perish, but have eternal life. Well, thank you, Lord, for God so loved the world. This is the love of God, so that we don't perish. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. As I think on how much he loves me, I don't know why he loved me so, but I'm glad that he did. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that the Lord showed me this love, because I was lost in a world of sin and I could not find my way. But the love of God came my way one day. It was love that lifted me, hallelujah, as I was sinking deep in sin, far from the shore. Oh, glory be to God. But the master of the sea, he heard me while I was crying out. He heard me, oh yes, Lord, and he had mercy on my soul. And I'm so glad that he rescued me in time. The enemy tried to destroy my life. He tried to cut me off. But it was love that saved me. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad that Jesus was lifted up on that cross. I'm so glad that he died just for me and for you and the whole world. Hallelujah. I thank God for his love. He showed us what true love is. He showed us the love of God. Amen. So we should know now. If we didn't know it before, we should know that love is of God. Praise the Lord. And if we have to keep preaching it from now until the end of the world, we just have to keep preaching it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because people need to know that love is of God. They need to experience this great love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't get enough of this love. Oh, and I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on a wretch like me. He just took the time out to even look down on me and consider me. And I'm not even worthy of it. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad for the love of God. And he's the same God. The love of God is for everyone. No one is left out. But God loves everyone. And he is not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And God, he just seems to be tarrying and giving us time to get things right, to get things in order. Like God is just tarrying for a while, giving us chance after chance to get right with him, to do what's right, to do his will. That's love. Hallelujah. The love of God and the compassion of God is so great toward us. Though we don't deserve it, but we should be thankful. We should be glad that God is such a loving God. Praise the Lord. Because we experience a lot of things down here. We go through a lot of things down here. We are tested. We are tried. Praise God. We face opposition. We face adversity. We face many things. But the love of God is so great. God lifts us up with his love. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for his love tonight. And I just want to encourage you to just take the word of God in and apply it to your own life and know that love is of God. And we need the Lord to perfect our love. Amen. That's something that needs to be perfected. Yes, we may have been born again, but we grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's just like a newborn baby born into the world. That baby has to grow, and it grows in stages. It doesn't jump from 2 weeks old to adulthood, but the child has to grow and develop in stages. And so when we become born again, process, you know, we go to different levels. We start off as newborn babes in Christ Jesus, desiring the sincere milk of the word of God. And as we receive the word of God and we are fed and we are nourished through that word, that's God's love. God is just lovingly nourishing us and building us up and causing us to grow strong in his grace, hallelujah, rooting us and planting us in his grace, amen. And so we grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as we grow, our love is perfected, hallelujah, praise be to God. And I'm so thankful for all that God has done. And there may be someone now who want to experience the love of God. Maybe there's someone who's been desiring to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, to live and to serve the Lord all the days of your life. This is your opportunity tonight. Maybe there's someone who really want to feel the warmth of God's love, who has never experienced that love like that. And you want to feel that love tonight, you can experience the love of God. Hallelujah. Maybe there's somebody sick in their body and need a healing tonight. You can be healed and made completely whole. Hallelujah. Maybe there's a backslider who is trying to get back to God and trying and finding it difficult and not able to return. I want you to know that God can restore you tonight. God can loose your bonds this night if you only believe what it takes, what Jesus told Nicodemus, that whosoever believeth in him could have eternal life. You just have to believe in only begotten Son of God that you can have this everlasting life. Praise God. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us to the throne of grace. Glory to God, if she's still on. But if not, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you right now. We call upon your holy name, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you will incline your ear to the prayers and the petitions that we are making right now before you. We come to you, Lord, on behalf of those who have repented of their sins and desiring to be saved tonight. We ask, God, that you will touch their heart, that you will forgive their sins and take away their sins. Save their souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are praying right now, God, that you will touch, Lord God, heal and deliver. Move through signs and wonders. Let the glory of God be revealed, O Lord, and let your powers be made manifest in the name of Jesus. O God, somebody sick in their body, desiring to be made whole, desiring to receive their health back. Lord, we know you have the power to make them completely whole and to restore their health. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal them of the infirmities, sicknesses, diseases, ailments, illnesses, whatever they may be going on in their body. Lord God, touch right now. In the name of Jesus, we are down here calling on you, Lord, because somebody's in trouble tonight. Somebody needs you to stop by and see about them. Somebody needs you to visit them in their home, oh God. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight and go to that house, Lord Jesus, where the trouble is being stirred up, Lord. Make everything all right. We know you can do it in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, for that backslider tonight to help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them, oh God, to make it back before it's too late. Please, Lord Jesus, give somebody another chance, Lord. Give somebody a little more time. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy. Reclaim the backslider. Restore their souls, Lord. Have mercy, my God. Look on the souls who are discouraged tonight. My God, we pray, Lord, a special prayer that you will encourage them to continue to press their way, to continue to hold on and not let go of their faith. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray for them earnestly, oh God, that you will visit them and hold their hand. Oh, God, give them direction. Give them the strength they need. Lift them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Have mercy tonight. We are praying, God, for the bereaved families, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you will comfort and console them. Be close to the families, Lord Jesus. Wrap your arms all around them, my God. Let them know that you have not forsaken them. Oh, God, and that you know what's best. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, save in the families, Lord God, that those who are not saved, save their souls tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and we ask you, Lord, to perfect our love. Teach us the more how to love. Teach us, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to elevate our love to the next level, Lord Jesus, that we may love as you love. Oh, blessed Savior. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, oh God, for what you've already done, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And we are praying, Lord, for all of those names that were called out on the prayer list and those names that were not called. We're praying for them also, Lord, that you will bless them abundantly, God, that you will move in miraculous ways and work wonders in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you will remember our leaders tonight. Bless them tonight, oh God, in a special way. Bless the congregation, Lord God. Bring your people together. Help us, Lord. Unite us. Help us to be made one. Oh, God, help us to unite in love. Lord God, knit our hearts together and make us one in the name of Jesus. We believe it, Lord, and we count it done. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your touch tonight. We thank you, Lord, for healing, oh, God. We thank you, yes, Lord Jesus, for encouragement. Hallelujah, we thank you for the restoration and the reclaiming of the backslider. Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for the healing of the sick, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name. We magnify you. We give your name the glory. Oh, God, all the honor
and glory belong unto you. And we lift you up. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for prayer. We thank God for the word of God. We pray that you have gained something from the word of God and that you are encouraged to stay with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, if any of our evangelists are still on the broadcast, we'll give way for remarks. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through. Evangelist Hameen talking about the love is of God and asking God again to perfect my love. And this is a topic that just won't go out of style. And she began to say that it was love that had Jesus explain the truth to Nicodemus because he was in darkness. He didn't know these things, even though he was a ruler, even though he had, you know, this honor, this high honor, he still didn't know some things. And Jesus began to take the time to explain these things to him because he loved him. And that's what he does to us, because he doesn't want us to walk around in the darkness. He wants us to know the truth because he loves us. That's what love will do. Love won't keep you in the darkness. I enjoy the word of God. Vanessa, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think Evangelist may have gotten disconnected. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the broadcast once again. Thank God for all of you and for your continued prayers and support. We are so happy that you took the time to tune in. And I just had a thought about the praise report that Evangelist May gave. Praise God. And that makes me happy to know that prayer works. Amen. Praise God. And that's really what this ministry is all about. It's all about prayer. Prayer works. That's the name of this ministry. Prayer Works Ministry. Praise be to God. And we are all about praying for others. We are praying always that God's will be done. Anyone who needs prayer, we are glad to pray for you. If you desire prayer, if you have a special prayer request and you want to call in and receive prayer during our broadcast, you are certainly welcome to do so. And I believe that the guest call-in line number has already been given, but I want to give it out again. There may be somebody listening right now, and you have a special prayer request, something that you desire God to do for you, and you just want to ask for that prayer, you want to voice your petition, we invite you to do that right now. So if you have a special prayer request or somebody you want us to pray for, if not for yourself, then I'm going to give you this number and give you the opportunity to call in. And that number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 7946-408. I live near a train station, so you might be hearing the train in the background. But I'm going to give the number again. That number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 7946-408#. And if you want to call in right now, you're welcome to do so. If you have something you want us to pray for concerning your life, your family's life, on the job, whatever it is, whatever your petition is, we are glad to pray for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's what this ministry is for. That's what it's about. And we do thank God for you, all the listeners who faithfully tune into this broadcast. And we thank you very much for praying for us. And I can say with truth that God has truly been blessing us. And even though we go through different things and we face all these oppositions and things that come up, we are truly blessed. And I give thanks to the Lord. Praise God. So I just want to say to you once again, be encouraged. We do thank God for your patience, and not going to weary you, but we're going to go ahead and close out the broadcast. If there's nothing else at this time, we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And, Vanessa, do you have anything else?
No, not at the time.
Okay. So if that be all, we do thank the Lord for this broadcast, and this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless. Good night.